Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ballgame is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals. On a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory. Cease came close time and time and time again, and today he gets it done.
No question about it, Jesse Agler on the call right here on 97.3 The Fan, a little Padres history. A little earlier today, as Dylan Cease finishes off the second no-hitter in franchise history, joining Joe Musgrove as the only Padres ever to pitch a no-hitter. Thank you for that, Scraby. It took the Padres 53 seasons to get their first no-hitter. Only took a little more than 3 seasons after that to get their second. The Padres were the last franchise, by the way, in Major League Baseball history to throw a no-hitter. But now they have 2, as Dylan Cease did it today. And I'll tell you, Jesse Agler's call, a couple things. One, Dave Marcus was thinking outside the box as Padres producer on radio. Dave Marcus filmed Jesse Agler calling the last out of the game.
I have an update to that.
You do?
I believe the phone was just sitting on the table after I saw the video. But Dave set it up. He got it going. Right. He got the video back
He
to
filmed
us.
Him. He didn't have to be manning the phone. He filmed it.
Oh, okay. I imagine when you say he filmed it, like he's holding the phone.
No, he sat it down there and set it up. And you can see Jesse Agler call the final out of that no-hitter. It's tweeted out there.
By the way, good for those guys. They finally get to call a no-hitter in person.
That they got to get to be at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, the first no-hitter, of course, was just after COVID, right at the beginning of 2021. And Tony and Jesse were calling that game from an empty booth at Petco Park. But Jesse Agler had it down. Talked about Dylan Cease knocking on the door and finally getting it done. Today, get this. This is ridiculous. Today was the 14th time in the last 3 years that Dylan Cease has pitched at least five innings and allowed no more than one hit. The 14th time. We already talked about it earlier in the show. He's done it six times this year alone. Pitched six or seven innings and allowed one hit or now zero.
Yeah.
The only other guy that's even close to that is our old friend Blake Snell, who's done it 10 times.
Okay, that's random.
Well, I'm just
no,
giving
no, no,
you
it's
some
random
of the,
that
yeah.
those two are the guys.
Yeah, but Dylan Cease, when I said that he's the most likely pitcher in baseball right now to go out and throw a no-hitter in any start, he's the guy. Dylan Cease is the guy. He is this particular generation's version of, you know, a Pedro Martinez. Every time he went out, you're like, oh, he could do it. And, you know, going all the way back to Ryan. Ryan was the main guy. And every time Nolan Ryan pitched, you had to check in the fourth inning to see if he had a no-hitter. And most of the time he did. And then, you know, he finished off seven of them. But, you know, Cease, this guy's got the kind of stuff that it's almost hard to believe he has given up as many runs as he has this year.
Yeah.
He's got a 3.50 ERA even after today's game. But, man, has he been on fire lately. Last three games, 22 innings, only two hits. Opponents are 2-for-65 against Dylan Cease in his last three starts. That is a phenomenal span of pitching. A couple of other quick notes, and then we're going to open up some phone calls. So if you'd like to comment on Dylan Cease's no-hitter, try to put it into historical perspective, you can do that at 833-288-0973. Scraby will actually be answering the phones if you call in. 833-288-0973. But Dylan Cease, a couple of other quick notes on this. Cease becomes only the sixth pitcher in the expansion era, because they didn't keep track of the stuff prior to 1961. But in the last 60-some-odd years, only five other guys have pitched a no-hitter after previously losing a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth inning.
Oh, wow.
Because Cease did that a couple of years ago. He had a no-hitter with one out to go when he was with the White Sox against the Minnesota Twins, and of all people, Luis Arraez broke it up with a single.
He said it in the interview that he was pretty hurt over that one, so it would really hurt if it happened
again. He said it would have been really heartbreaking had he lost another one with two outs in the ninth inning. The only other five guys who did it through a no-hitter after losing a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth inning: Roy Halladay, Dave Steeb, Tom Seaver, Jim Maloney, and Larry Durker.
Oh, man, Larry Durker was on fire.
Durker was a 20-game winner back in the day for the Astros, so don't be making fun of guys just because you don't know who they are.
I'm not making fun of them. I was just...
Yeah, you are kind of.
I said he was on fire.
You're not even kind of are. You just are. You flat
out
are.
You don't need to be so upset whenever I say that.
By the way, when Dylan Cease came within one out of a no-hitter 2 years ago and Luis Arraez broke it up, he finished that game.
Okay.
Until today, that was his only other career complete game.
That surprises me, because that guy goes deep into games a lot.
Guys just don't complete games. I mean, as an aside, you know Blake Snell has never, ever, ever recorded an out in the eighth inning? Ever?
He's a two-time Cy Young Award winner.
Never has gone into the eighth inning and got an out.
That is wild.
That's pitching in this day and age, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to shake our fists at the clouds.
Yeah, you know, I've done it enough. It hasn't changed anything.
I do get annoyed, though, when pitchers come out and it's like, wait. You've only thrown five innings, you got like 72 pitches, and now we're going bullpen game for the rest?
All right, stick around. Sammy Levitt's post-game interview with Dylan Cease. We'll play it for you in about 10 minutes, but we're going to take some phone calls right now. 833-288-0973. Get some of your thoughts on today's historical performance, and we have to start with another guy named Chris in Escondido, a 97.3 The Fan. Chris, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. All I have to say, well, I got a couple things to say, but first off, for all the A.J. Preller fans out there, I got one thing to say. For all the A.J. Preller haters, I should rephrase.
Yeah.
I have one thing to say.
I was nervous for a second.
I've been a Padre fan. Let me go back a little bit. Since 1969, I have watched pathetic team after pathetic team for decades. And AJ, all I can say is this guy's put a team together for the last, whatever he's been there, 8-10 years. I know, I get it. We haven't won a World Series yet. But let me tell you something. I am so proud to be a Padre fan, and every team he's put out there has been somebody we can root for and cheer for. That's evidenced by the sold out, you know, crowds every night after night after night. Yeah, we haven't won the World Series, but you know what? There was 40 years of no hope at all, and every year we go into it, there's hope now. And the other thing I want to say, last month I was in New York for a month, and the friend I was staying with didn't have, they were upstate New York, they didn't have any cable TV, so I listened to a lot of East Coast New York and Boston sports talk radio, and it was when the Padres were playing the Mets and then the Red Sox, and those guys were talking about AJ. They were very high on all of the acquisitions he made, essentially, and they were very adamant, Mets broadcasters and looking guys, that if the Padres are ever done with AJ, they would take him in a heartbeat to run their organizations, because he's given this organization that was hapless for years and years some hope every year, and some of the trades haven't worked out, but it's not his fault that guys would come over here and for whatever reason forget how to hit or been the players they were before. But I just hope that the Padres, regardless of what happens this year, that he's back again next year, because I love going into every season with an aspiration instead of just hoping we don't finish in last place. Thanks again, guys, and have a great day.
That was AJ Preller's uncle Chris on the phone. No, it wasn't. It was just Chris. Big A.J. Preller fan. You know what? Nobody's really an A.J. Preller fan for whatever reason, and I don't get it. I don't get it. We talked about this the other day. 2019, going all the way back to 2008, a 12-year stretch, Padres had one winning team. And the only winning team they had was the Tony Gwynn 2010 team that shocked everybody and led the division all year, only to be caught at the very end by the Giants. That team won 90 games. Every other team had a losing record until finally A.J. Preller got it figured out. 2020 went to the playoffs. 2021 were in command of a playoff spot all year, until it tanked at the end. But they played relevant baseball that entire season. 2022, NLCS. Last year, everything was relevant. They just didn't make it. And the same this year. The Padres, in their history, just a reminder to all of you, in their history, have never had five consecutive seasons of relevant baseball.
All right.
Ever. And I'm not saying that we need to scream that from the mountaintop, because Chris is right. They haven't won it all. They haven't got to where they want to go. But five seasons of relevant baseball, as a fan, I don't know that you have the legitimate right to ask for more than that. You're in contention. The games matter. The crowds are there. There's excitement. People are into it. The results at the end, it's the way baseball works. You have 162 games boiled down to one weekend. that can be kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
But the fact that the Padres are having their fifth consecutive relevant season, you've got to give AJ a little credit for doing that. I the people who hate him are always going to hate him. There's nothing I can say to change their mind.
That is true.
But I think, you know, he's figured it out. I mean, it took a while.
I think the people that hate him are going to be the same people that hate the next person and then hate that person and then hate the next person after that.
You know,
AJ, at least, I'll say this. Like, yeah, he's had some clunkers. He's had some pretty weird moves.
Name a general manager who hasn't.
But what I'll say is that it doesn't scare him to make trades.
Doesn't deter him.
Even after the trades that didn't work out for him.
Look, I'm willing to sit here and criticize every one of these moves that haven't worked, and I do criticize them. But I think you have to ultimately judge by the entire collection of the work.
To be
relevant 5 years in a row in a medium market is successful.
I was thinking about how the All-Star Game featured a ton of former Padres that were on other teams.
That's right.
And people think of, I don't know if people think of that as like a bad thing, but I don't really think of it as a bad thing because it's telling me that AJ Preller does have an idea of what good talent is.
There were a bunch of former Padres in the All-Star Game. Guess what? There are a bunch of current Padres who were in the All-Star Game too. We had five.
Boom.
Not bad.
Boom.
Let's go to Dave in Lakeside. Dave, thanks for calling. Gwen and Chris today.
Hey, this is Dave number five in Lakeside.
The number one that, five.
Scraby knows who that is.
Yes.
What's
so,
up,
hey,
Dave?
I just want to say, this, Chris, piggybacking on you, this is one of the funnest seasons. I mean, I don't even have any taste of last year's season at all in my mouth. I mean, this is just a sweet piece of candy that doesn't go away. It's just so fun to watch. Like, you know, AJ's uncle is saying, this is fun. It's fun to listen to the game. Fun going to the game. I mean, I haven't got the game this year, but it's actually fun to revive my energy for baseball in this city. And it's been a long time.
Yeah. So what season? Go ahead.
I just want to, piggyback on you and saying those, like you were saying, those 5 years. It's been fun. I mean, yeah, there's some bumps and some valleys and stuff like that. But know what? They're playing hard. There are certain players that are not playing hard, but the next day they play hard. And I'm not going to say any names, but we know who they are and stuff like that. But it's fun. It's enjoyable. And for being a mid-economy or whatever you want to call it, we're not a Boston, we're not a New York, we're not a Dodgers or anything like that. We got what we got on the field, and they're playing with what they got. And they're playing hard. They're enjoying themselves. They're having fun. I mean, I'll be – you know, a couple days ago, you guys were asking the exciting time in baseball or the season when we signed Profar. That was my favorite moment of the year so far. So I see Scraby's hand. I'm going to hang up. So, thanks.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, you're watching too.
He was just making
thank
a note.
Dave.
He was just,
thank
I
you,
think
Dave.
He was just saluting you, Dave.
I was actually just resting my shoulder.
Nice phone call.
Thank
you, Dave.
Stretching it a
appreciate
little bit.
That.
Thank you, Dave.
You know, you have to put it in a little perspective. 54 and 50, 55 and 50 now after the win today. You know, again, it's not incredible. But you're playing all relevant games from here through the final 2 months of the season. That, to me, is all, what you can ask for as a fan. Give me a chance. Give me a fighting chance.
Yeah, that's all you want.
No, you want more, but you have to realize that getting it all... You know, the Rangers went their entire franchise history without one. And then all of a sudden, it just jumped up and they got it, just like that.
I can't remember where I heard the
crazy
stat.
Crazy things can happen.
There's like some crazy stat about teams winning the World Series back-to-back that had never won it before. So like the Rangers had never won it. So if, say, the Padres win the World Series today or this year, it would be some sort of historical feat.
Hmm.
You don't care about that one.
Well, I would, yeah, if you knew the actual feat, but since you don't.
I don't know the feat, yeah.
I know
right.
You don't. Katie, Oceanside, welcome in. Hi, Katie.
Hi, you guys. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Very good today. We're pretty fired up.
I know you're doing well, Katie.
Oh, I am fired up. So, like, for both of these no-hitters, I have made an absolute complete fool of myself in a public place. Joe's was on my son's birthday, so we were at Dave and Buster's. And I'm, like, walking through Dave and Buster's, screaming my head off, jumping up and down, embarrassing my son. And then today I had to kill some time at the safari park, so I was out front watching a nervous wreck, and then it happened, and I'm jumping up and down, and I'm screaming my head off, and I'm like, oh, Lord, the tourists must think the locals here are crazy because this woman is doing all kinds of things out front of the safari park.
Good for you, Katie.
But what I really, what it really feels like to me more and more, because it's been such an exciting start to the second half, is it feels like 98 a little bit. You never know who's going to contribute next. It seems like a different guy every day. It's so good to see Bogarts contributing again, but it's not the superstars every single day, right? If we started the season, you told me that, like, Matty Nux and, like, Higgy and, you know, Jackson Merrill is going to be Rookie of the Year. I mean, I don't know how many of us would have believed that, right?
True. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I think, you know, you compare to 98, and there's a long way to go to 98. I mean, after all, thanks, Katie. 98, they won the 98 games. That's still the franchise record. I don't think this club's going to get anywhere near that.
They're going to have to go on an incredible tear.
Yes,
They
don't need to get there. They'd have to finish 34 games over 500 to get there. And a lot of that seemed superstar-driven in 98. Kevin Brown, Ken Caminiti, a couple of years removed from his MVP. You know, Finley, Tony, Greg Vaughn, superstars. This year, Higashioka, Merrill, Profar, Waldron. I think it's been different.
They may not be household names, but
they are to us.
They're Padres.
They are to us. I'm going to try to sneak a couple more in here. And no, I'm not, because okay. Scraby will get mad if I go too late.
Wow.
But stay online if you want to get your phone call in. We'll take some more. We'll also hear Sammy Levitt's postgame interview with Dylan Cease shortly after his no-hitter. And I've got really excellent news about tomorrow's show. Give it to you after we check traffic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, coming up on tomorrow's show, big doings. Big doings tomorrow.
Dang it. I was going to be cool and do the trumpets. Do, 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 do. But my mic was off.
You did them anyway. Chris didn't do them, just didn't do them in a timely fashion.
If you haven't seen the eyes Chris gives me when I make comments like that, you have to go to the YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan and watch, because he gives me these eyes like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
where are you coming up with this? Tomorrow on the program, it'll be a one-hour show. Because the Padres are playing Baltimore, and it's an early start. But in that hour tomorrow, Dylan Cease will join us. So he'll have a night to sleep on, his no-hitter.
You think he's going to sleep?
Yeah, probably sleep soundly.
Probably.
Very excited.
And it was an early game. It's not like he's got all this adrenaline at midnight or something.
Yeah. They're probably having a pretty good party on the bus ride to Baltimore.
Oh, that would be fun.
And then he'll get into good old Baltimore there on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay, and grab a bite to eat and probably sleep quite soundly tonight.
You know, we always talk about this happening. It's going to work in the Padres' favor. The Padres are going to be in Baltimore before the Orioles are in Baltimore. So the Padres have
Orioles
a better...
played in Miami today.
Yeah.
So they should be getting home soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to get Mike in Mission Valley. He's been hanging on. Phone call there. Mike, jump in for a moment here on 97.3 The Fan. What's up?
Mike?
Hello? Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Okay, Mike. Scrabies, that's it. Mike, you're out.
three mics and you're out.
Three, hey-o! Two, one. Good night now. All right. But we're going to have Dylan Cease on tomorrow.
Yes.
So he'll have a little time to think about it. But right after the game, he had no time to think about it. He was still excited when he joined Sam Levitt on our post-game show earlier today. Here's how that sounded.
Now let's get to our NFL guest. Brent Sobleski joins us.
That's Brent Sobleski for some reason. It was Brent Sobleski for some reason.
How did that come up?
I don't know. Here we go. This is actually it.
Well,
we're
so.
Joined by Dylan Cease. Dylan, congratulations on a tremendous start, a tremendous day. Take me through what your emotions are right now. How are you feeling?
Oh, thank you. Right now I just feel happy. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. It really is. It's almost too good to be true. I don't know how to feel right now.
Dylan, at what point today did you realize that you were maybe in the midst of something special?
I feel like after the fifth, it kind of starts getting serious. And then after the seventh, it's like, you know, I mean, you're very close. So I try not to think about it too much. I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to cross your mind. But I was just trying to focus more on pitch sequencing and where I wanted to get the ball.
Dylan, did you feel that intensity heighten as you got into the eighth inning? Your pitch count after seven was at 94. It was at 103 pitches after eight. Did you feel things getting a little bit more tense? Were you concerned about the pitch count at all?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little concerning. I after that seventh, I think I was at 94, 95, and I kind of just had mapped it in my mind. Like, if I finish the eighth with like 105, then that should buy me, you know, an inning's worth of pitches. So that was kind of what was on my mind. And then other than that, like I said, it was just, how am I going to sequence and how am I going to execute?
Dylan, a couple of years ago with the White Sox, you came one out away. And in fact, it was your now teammate, Luis Arraez, who broke it up. When you think back to that day and you think about what you did today, I mean, how sweet is this considering you have come so close in the past?
Yeah. I mean, if it happened twice, it would have been heartbreaking. I can tell you that. But, man, I mean, anytime you can do something that's, you know, like that, it almost feels too good to be true. You know, it so much has to go right. Look at those multiple defensive plays today that went our way. I couldn't be more thrilled.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense. There was the catch in center by Merrill on the deflection off Bogarts. Xander made a great play later in the game. There was a double play from Solano to Kim that was not easy whatsoever. What'd you think about the way your defense helped you through this no-hitter?
Man, I mean, they were rock solid. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have thrown it without them. But, you know, Merrill being behind Bogey right there and making that play, and Bogey making that kind of double clutch sliding play on Ruiz. I mean, it's just so much has to go right. And I'm sure when I look back at this, it's going to be even more amazing.
Dylan, that moment in the bottom half of the ninth inning, two outs, you're facing the Nationals leadoff man, C.J. Abrams, line drive to right, Johnson catches it, you leap up in the air, your teammates swarm you, celebrate with you. Take me through your emotions, your feelings. What was that moment like to finally do it?
Man, I don't even know. I don't really know how I felt. I was just so happy, and, you know, I just kind of let out a scream. I think it was like a primal scream, and then everyone is around me. So I think that was the most fun part is, you know, everyone kind of not dogpiling, but, you know, I'm forming a circle and just being so happy. And I mean, I was just screaming yes. I think I screamed yes like 50 times. And man, that's something I'll be able to relive in my mind for the rest of my life.
Well, Dylan, screaming yes for good reason. What a performance here today. You've been so, so good as of late, and you were quite literally unhittable in this one here today. Dylan, again, congratulations on your first career no-hitter, and we'll see you back here in San Diego. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that is Dylan Cease calling us from Nationals Park.
Okay, the interview's over. You can turn it down now.
What were you so angry?
Scraby on the controls.
Why were you so angry?
I thought you would cut it off after the interview was over.
No, I thought it was funny that he said, talk to you later, and Sam started laughing. That's what I thought was funny, so I left it in there on purpose.
That was Dylan Cease just a little bit after his no-hitter earlier today. We have a quick timeout here. We are going to do, against my best thoughts here, we're going to do a little Chris versus the fans when we come back. A little trivia. We normally do it at 4 o'clock, but we're expecting to be joined by Sean Lewis, the head football coach of San Diego State, at 4 o'clock. So if you want to play some trivia, 833-288-0973. Dial in. Chance for you, perhaps, to earn a trip to Las Vegas. But you got to play. It's coming up next.
Here's the 1-2, and Yepes pops it up off the handle of the bat, shallow center. Bogarts awkwardly going back, reaching for a basket catch. Couldn't make the play, but Merrill grabbed it out of the air, one away.
Seems like every no-hitter that's ever been pitched, and there's been 306 of them now in Major League Baseball, has featured a memorable play, something like that, along the way. Dylan Cease getting the benefit of a great hustle play by Jackson Merrill, doing what he's supposed to do, frankly. I mean, racing in on a pop-up to short center field. Xander Bogaerts went out, as Jesse Agler described, kind of awkwardly. Went out for that ball.
Very awkwardly.
And it popped out of his glove. Should have fallen in. Would have been a hit. Except for Jackson Merrill was right there to snatch it out of the air. And that was in the fifth inning. About an hour and a half later, maybe an hour later, Dylan Cease would have the second no-hitter in Padre franchise history as the Padres shut out the Nationals 3-0 today. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby alongside in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. joined us earlier from Washington, D.C. before the team headed out on the bus to Baltimore. Dylan Cease will be on our program tomorrow. Make sure you're tuned in for that between 2 and 3 o'clock. Another reason to tune in to tomorrow's show, I'm off tomorrow. So for those of you who just...
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. You just absolutely can't stand
Yay!
Me. Tomorrow's a hell of a day to tune in. Evidently, Scraby's really excited about it. I won't be in tomorrow, but Dylan
no, I'm
Cease.
Bummed for you. I'm bummed for you.
No,
though.
You're not bummed. You're just you're going to Bogart the interview with Dylan Cease all to yourself. That's all.
No. I'm really hoping Tony Gwynn Jr. joins me for that interview.
Tony will join you. Yes,
otherwise time for that.
You might get really nervous if it's just you.
Are you kidding me? I did Stephen Kolek. I interviewed Stephen Kolek July 5th after when you guys weren't here. And I was very nervous to interview Stephen
really?
Kolek.
Yeah, well, then you'd be off to Dylan Cease tomorrow.
He seems like a a guy who's not he doesn't make me nervous. Like some players,
and Steven Kolek does?
Yeah, you're right. That's a weird way of putting it. But his personality kind of puts you at ease.
Dylan
sees
very easygoing guy.
Was great too. I'm not
just
saying
do me a favor
him.
When Dylan's on tomorrow. Say Chris isn't here, but he wanted to ask. Was shaving the beard off and only going with the mustache the key to your recent surge?
I'll think about it.
Because I gave
Taking
him
into consideration.
I kidded with him earlier in the season about that he has baseball's best mustache. Now Paul Skeens has come along and might be giving him a run for
his
money.
Not as good, okay?
I don't think it is, but if you ask people out there, you know, the name of mustache in baseball, they're all going to go, Paul Skeens. Don't forget about Dylan Cease. He had it first.
It's a fake mustache on Paul Skeens.
Padres, with the win today, go to 5-1 on this road trip. They're 29-22 away this year. That is the best road record in the National League.
Remember, that's like...
I take that back.
Oh.
I was only looking at the wild card teams. Let me double check before. Nope. It is the best road record in the National League. The Dodgers are 28-22. The Padres are 29-22. So they do have the best road record in the National League. I was correct.
Good. I'm glad you're correct.
Speaking of the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw made his season debut today for the LAD. As Ted Leitner used to famously call them, the LACs. The C standing for crybabies. I just loved Ted when he was on a roll.
No holds barred on that one.
Ted Leitner was the best doing the local news. And in other games tonight, the LACs lost to San Francisco 6-2. The C stands for crybabies. The crybabies are in action today against the Giants. Kershaw went 4 innings, allowed 2 earned runs in his season debut. I think he struck out 6. Dodgers and Giants are still playing 4-4. They're in the 8th inning at Chavez Ravine, home of the Crybabies. I should just get a kick out of that one. Ted did it every time. All right, we got a couple of lines open if you want to play Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973. You know what happens when we play Chris versus the fans? Somebody qualifies to win a trip to Las Vegas. That's right. 2 nights at the Rio, Las Vegas, dinner for 2, and a day bed at the Rio pool. The Rio Las Vegas is back. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, 4 sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall all ready for you now and for your next Vegas escape. Beyond the expected, beyond the strip, beyond your wildest dreams, Rio Las Vegas, the rhythm of Vegas. Book now at riolasvegas.com. Let's play some Chris versus the fans.
After some traffic.
Yes.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. It's been a couple days since we played this, so let's go over the rules. Once again, you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player... Thank you.
Sorry, I was busy
what are you doing
something
here?
Else over here.
Great. I'm
paying,
so happy
I'm paying
for you.
Absolutely no attention to anything you're saying.
If you're a first-time player, then let us know before you get into the first question. You'll get that question for free today. And be ready to go keep the radio down, I'm going to say. All right.
Is your voice okay?
I mean, every time I
clear my throat, you think it's a federal disaster. So I want to make sure that you're okay over
here.
Here,
let me do an impression of Chris when something happens in the break. Everyone's like basically every day where he starts going.
I think I'm okay, everybody.
You know you do that.
Maybe twice a day. That actually
twice
happens.
Twice a day. Okay. Let's get to our first contestant today. And the first person to call in was Danny. So we're going to go with Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello, hello.
Are you ready to play?
Yes, yeah, not my first time.
Playa!
All right. That was a good playa. So.
Good to have you, Danny. Good luck to you. Hope we have a lot of people who seem to win their first time
they
through.
They do. Yeah, because you get through the hardest question, the first one.
The first one, yeah.
There we go. What pitcher has the most losses in the modern era?
You said what pitcher has the most losses?
In the modern era.
Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, he's close. Don't kid yourself.
You're right. That was hilarious.
And he added another one to the ledger today, Patrick Corbin did.
Oh, man, poor guy.
Yeah. Cy Young.
Stay there, Danny.
I think it's Cy Young.
In the... Okay.
What are you talking about?
Modern era.
When did Cy Young pitch?
In like 1900.
What's the modern era?
I believe Stathead or Baseball Reference calls it like the 60s.
Oh, the 60s moving forward?
Let me make sure of that.
That's not...
Let me make sure.
Once again, you've come up with another kind of bogus question here.
No, I got this from Baseball Reference.
I don't care where you got it from.
I even started keeping links, Chris, because I want to prove this to be real.
All right, so you don't want... So Cy Young doesn't count. Then how about Nolan Ryan? Does that count?
You've already gotten it wrong, but that is the correct answer.
All right, well, fine. Why don't you ask a totally different question? Because I don't think that question was... Cy Young is the all-time loss leader. That's it. He just is.
That's it.
Yeah. So I'm going to give Danny...
Why does Danny have to suffer for this?
I'm not. I'm giving him another chance. Otherwise, he would have been eliminated if you would have asked the question correctly.
Okay, I did ask the question correctly. Hold on. I'm still trying to figure out what the modern era is before we move on, because that's how I...
The modern era is not from the 60s.
Okay. Whatever. Sorry, Danny. I tried to get you on to question number three, but we're going to have to go back, I guess, and ask question number two again. You still there, Danny?
Here we go.
Okay.
He's good.
Here we go. Who won All-Star Game MVP?
This year?
Correct, yes. Good point.
Okay, well,
good point. Good point.
Get a year on that.
Hey, good point.
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
Couldn't need an answer.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said, oh my gosh.
Well, it wasn't Patrick Corbin. Jared Duran was the guy's name.
Say it again.
Jared Duran.
Jared.
Duran from Boston.
Okay.
Sorry, Danny.
His name's Jaron.
Good.
Sorry, Danny. Glad to hear that.
Danny, good to talk to you. You'll get another crack at it. Scraby, you're crazy with your questions.
Why am I crazy with my questions?
Because Cy Young is the loss leader. He's also the win leader.
I'm sorry. It was expansion era is what it's called.
Then call it that.
Okay.
If you say the expansion era, then I know it's from 1961 on. If you say who's the all-time loss leader, then it's not from 1961 on. So you have to make note of that.
I think I just died.
Yeah, what happened to you?
I mean, you get a question wrong and you're... Never mind. We're moving on. I'm not going to entertain it.
Good.
Moving on. Here we go to our next contestant, Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hello. First time player.
Another one.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Wow.
All right. Here we go, Ray. Question number two. I'm going to give you three players, and you're going to tell me what team they played for together. Adrian Beltre, Raul Ibanez, Jamie Moyer. What team did they play for together? I don't need a year, just the team.
Rangers.
The Rangers. Stay there.
Mariners.
Okay, don't stay there. Sorry about that, Ray.
Sorry, Ray. He's got me in a mood now. I'm in a competitive mood.
Goodness, you are so weird. Josh, you're up next. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. How many minutes is an NBA quarter? Josh.
12, okay. All right, let's go to our next question. Question number two. Which MLB team has scored the most runs this year so far?
So far.
Phillies?
The Phillies. Phillies. Just double checking before we get into trouble. Stay there.
I'm going to go Yankees, even though they've been slumping.
The Yankees, you say?
I am.
You say the Yankees. Well, that
is incorrect.
The Dodgers just took over, unfortunately. They've scored 516 runs this year to the Yankees' 513 runs this year.
Really?
Yes.
You're actually going up to the second, then?
Yes, up to the second. All right,
good for you.
Just because I don't want any funny business.
Good for you,
questions.
Rod. You move on.
Josh. Here we go, Josh. Question number three. Four Padres hitters have had six hits in a single game. All you need to do is name two of them. Again, four
Mark Loretta.
Sorry, say it again.
He said Mark Loretta.
Mark Loretta.
Okay. Another one?
And Luis Arraez.
Luis Arraez. Stay there, Josh.
I'll say Tony Gwynn.
Okay.
Senior.
Okay.
And Gene Richards. Be my two guesses.
You got it right. Sorry, Josh. I didn't know if you would know this one. Gene Richards is definitely not the one I thought you would get. Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Had six hits. Tony Gwynn had six hits. Joe LaFever.
Joe LaFay.
Oh.
It's pronounced LaFay.
LaFevre.
Yep. Joe LaFay.
He had six hits, and Gene Richards also.
I remember
had
Gene
six.
Richards from way back machine.
From the way
Sorry
back.
Sorry about
machine.
That. Josh.
All right.
Like I said, I'm a little ultra competitive right now.
I don't know
now.
What's Scraby's
test made me testy.
And I have to get a winner before because we have the Aztecs head coach Sean Lewis coming up. Let's go to EC Money real quick. Hello, EC Money.
Hey, how's it going? I was actually calling in to comment on what we were talking about earlier. I just want to say thank you to Peter Seidler real quick.
Okay.
For the team that we have.
Very good, EZ.
Nice
well
job.
Well said.
Yes, well said.
Do you want to play?
Of course, yeah.
All right, he's ready.
All right.
Ready. He's ready.
Here we go. This is not a sports question. What bird lives in Antarctica but cannot fly?
Penguin?
Penguin is correct.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby, yes, that is the correct answer. All right, second question.
What?
Who was the first person to step foot on the moon?
Armstrong.
Got it. Yeah. Nice job.
Gave him two non-sports questions, and he was up to the task.
Yes. Many people think there has been no one that has stepped on the moon.
All right. Conspiracy.
Here
guy.
We go. EC Money. Question number three. Since the year 2000, what former Philly player has stolen the most bases across baseball?
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to let Chris do it.
Oh, he's playing the game. Chris, do you know?
I don't, but I'm going to guess Rollins. Jimmy
Rollins. That was pretty incredible, I have to say.
Wow.
Sorry,
EZ Money. All right. We're either going to have to revisit this or play again.
Yeah, we'll revisit. Day. Yeah, we're going to have to play another day because we do have the Aztecs head coach, Sean Lewis, coming up at the top of the hour. So we'll just we play that one for entertainment purposes.
And apparently we're going to be fighting here in the break.
Probably going to throw down. So keep the cameras rolling. Don't miss anything. Aztec football coach Sean Lewis will join us at the top of this hour. Excited to talk some sports with him. If you're just tuning in today, you hardly missed anything. Oh, yeah, Dylan Cease pitched a no-hitter. More to come on Gwynn and Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. It's been a couple days since we played this, so let's go over the rules. Once again, you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, thank you.
Sorry, I was busy
doing
something else over here.
Great. I'm so happy for you.
Absolutely no attention to anything you're saying.
If you're a first-time player, then let us know before you get into the first question. You'll get that question for free today. And be ready to go keep the radio down, I'm going to say. All right.
Is your voice okay?
Every time I
clear my throat, you think it's a federal disaster. So I want to make sure that you're okay over
here.
Here,
let me do an impression of Chris when something happens in the break. Everyone's like basically every day where he starts going.
I think I'm okay, everybody.
You know you do that.
Maybe twice a day. That actually
twice
happens.
Twice a day. Okay. Let's get to our first contestant today. And the first person to call in was Danny. So we're going to go with Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello, hello.
Are you ready to play?
Yes, and I'm a first time
player.
All right.
That was a good play, so.
Good to have you, Danny. Good luck to you. Hope we have a lot of people who seem to win their first time
they
through.
Do. Yeah, because you get through the hardest question, the first one.
The first one, yeah.
There we go. What pitcher has the most losses in the modern era?
You said what pitcher has the most losses?
In the modern era.
Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, he's close. Don't kid yourself.
You're right. Oh, that was hilarious.
And he added another one to the ledger today, Patrick Corbin did.
Oh, man, poor guy.
Yeah. Cy Young.
Stay there, Danny.
I think it's Cy Young.
In the... Okay.
What are you talking about?
Modern era.
When did Cy Young pitch?
In like 1900.
What's the modern era?
I believe Stathead or Baseball Reference calls it like the 60s.
Oh, the 60s moving forward?
Let me make sure of that.
That's not.
Let me make sure of that.
Once again, you've come up with another kind of bogus question.
No,
here.
I got this from Baseball Reference. I
don't care where you got it from.
I even started keeping links, Chris, because I want to prove this to be real.
All right, so you don't want... So Cy Young doesn't count. Then how about Nolan Ryan? Does that count?
You've already gotten it wrong, but that is the correct answer.
All right, well, fine. Why don't you ask a totally different question? Because I don't think that question was... Cy Young is the all-time loss leader. That's it. He just is.
That's it.
Yeah. So I'm going to give Danny...
Why does Danny have to suffer for this?
I'm not. I'm giving him another chance. Otherwise, he would have been eliminated if you would have asked the question correctly.
Okay, I did ask the question correctly. Hold on. I'm still trying to figure out what the modern era is before we move on, because that's how I...
The modern era is not from the 60s.
Okay. Okay, whatever. Sorry, Danny. I tried to get you on to question number three, but we're going to have to go back, I guess, and ask question number two again. You still there, Danny?
Here we go.
Okay.
He's good.
Here we go. Who won All-Star Game MVP?
This year?
Correct, yes. Good point.
Okay, well,
good point. Good point.
Get a year on that.
Hey, good point.
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
Couldn't need an answer.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said, oh, my gosh.
Well, it wasn't Patrick Corbin. Jared Duran was the guy's name.
Say it again.
Jared Duran.
Jared.
Duran from Boston.
Okay.
Sorry, Danny.
His name's Jaron.
Good.
Sorry, Danny. Glad that was all messed up.
Danny, good to talk to you. You'll get another crack at it. Scraby, you're crazy with your questions.
Why am I crazy with my questions?
Because Cy Young is the loss leader. He's also the win leader.
I'm sorry. It was expansion era is what it's called.
Then call it that.
Okay.
If you say the expansion era, then I know it's from 1961 on. If you say who's the all-time loss leader, then it's not from 1961 on. So you have to make note of that.
I think I just died.
Yeah, what happened to you?
You get a question wrong and you're... Never mind. We're moving on. I'm not going to entertain it.
Good.
Moving on. Here we go to our next contestant, Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hello. First time player.
First time player!
Another one.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Wow.
All right. Here we go, Ray. Question number two. I'm going to give you three players, and you're going to tell me what team they played for together. Adrian Beltre, Raul Ibanez, Jamie Moyer. What team did they play for together? I don't need a year, just the team.
Rangers.
The Rangers. Stay there.
Mariners.
Okay, don't stay there. Sorry about that, Ray.
Sorry, Ray. He's got me in a mood now. I'm in a competitive mood.
Goodness, you are so weird. Josh, you're up next. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. How many minutes is an NBA quarter?
12.
Okay. let's go to our next question. Question number two. Which MLB team has scored the most runs this year so far?
So far.
Phillies?
The Phillies. Phillies. Just double checking before we get into trouble. Stay there.
I'm going to go Yankees, even though they've been slumping.
The Yankees, you say?
I am.
You say the Yankees. Well, that is incorrect. The Dodgers just took over, unfortunately. They've scored 516 runs this year to the Yankees' 513 runs this year.
Really?
Yes.
You're actually going up to the second, then?
Yes, up to the second. Right,
good for you.
Just because I don't want any funny business.
Good for you,
questions.
Rod. You move on.
Josh.
Josh.
Here we go, Josh. Question number three. Four Padres hitters have had six hits in a single game. All you need to do is name two of them. Again, four
Mark Padres. Loretta.
Sorry, say that again.
You said Mark Loretta.
Mark Loretta.
Okay. Another one?
And Luis Arraez.
Luis Arraez. Stay there, Josh.
I'll say Tony Gwynn.
Okay.
Senior.
Okay.
And Gene Richards. Be my two guesses.
You got it right. Sorry, Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
I didn't know if you would know this one. Gene Richards is definitely not the one I thought you would get. Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Had six hits. Tony Gwynn had six hits. Joe LaFever.
Joe LaFay.
Oh.
It's pronounced LaFay.
LaFevre.
Yep. Joe LaFay.
He had six hits, and Gene Richards also.
I remember
had
Gene
six.
Richards from way back machine.
From the way
sorry
back.
Sorry about
machine.
That. Josh.
All right.
Like I said, I'm a little ultra competitive right now.
I don't know what's
Scraby's test made me testy.
And I have to get a winner before because we have the Aztecs head coach Sean Lewis coming up. Let's go to EC Money real quick. Hello, EC Money.
Hey, how's it going? I was actually calling in to comment on what we were talking about earlier. I just want to say thank you to Peter Seidler real quick.
Okay.
For the team that we have.
Very good, EZ.
Nice
well
job.
Well said.
Yes, well said.
Do you want to play?
Of course, yeah.
All right, he's ready.
All right.
Ready. He's ready.
Here we go. This is not a sports question. What bird lives in Antarctica but cannot fly?
Penguin?
Penguin is correct.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby, yes, that is the correct answer. All right, second question.
What?
Who was the first person to step foot on the moon?
Armstrong.
Got it. Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah. Gave him two non-sports questions, and he was up to the task.
Yes. Many people think there has been no one that has stepped on the moon.
All right. Conspiracy.
Here we go. Easy money. Question number three. Since the year 2000, what former Philly player has stolen the most bases across baseball?
I'm not going to say one. I'm going to let Chris do it.
Oh, he's playing the game. Chris, do you know?
I don't, but I'm going to guess Rollins. Jimmy
wow.
Rollins.
That was pretty incredible, I have to say.
Wow.
Sorry,
Easy Money. All right. We're either going to have to revisit this or play again.
Yeah, we'll revisit. Day. Yeah, we're going to have to play another day because we do have the Aztecs head coach, Sean Lewis, coming up at the top of the hour. So we'll just we play that one for entertainment purposes.
And apparently we're going to be fighting here in the break.
Probably going to throw down. So keep the cameras rolling. Don't miss anything. Aztec football coach Sean Lewis will join us at the top of this hour. Excited to talk some sports with him. If you're just tuning in today, you hardly missed anything. Oh, yeah, Dylan Cease pitched a no-hitter. More to come on Gwynn and Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.